Chapter 8, Civil-Military Integration During Multinational Operations. This chapter discusses civil-military integration. It addresses civil-military operations, CMO, and inter-organizational cooperation. This chapter discusses civil affairs core competencies as they affect unified action within the multinational headquarters and for the mission. The chapter also covers civil-military liaison and civil-military teaming. It then discusses key civilian organizations and civilian-based relationships. The chapter concludes with considerations for commanders and staffs. Civil-military integration. Multinational commanders must understand the capabilities required to achieve civil-military integration, CMI. CMI is imperative to achieving unified action. Civil-military integration is the actions taken to establish, maintain, influence, or leverage relations between military forces and indigenous populations and institutions to synchronize, coordinate, and enable inter-organizational cooperation and to achieve unified action, FM3-57. This Army action supports the joint activity of CMI as it applies to joint doctrine. CMI is the common activity performed in support of mission command and the operations process. Refer to JP3-08 for additional information about inter-organizational cooperation. Civil-military operations and inter-organizational cooperation. CMO are activities of a commander performed by designated military forces that establish, maintain, influence, or exploit relations among military forces and indigenous populations and institutions by directly supporting the achievement of objectives relating to the reestablishment or maintenance of stability within a region or host nation. CMO are integrated into the commander's intent. Commanders may rely on components and service capabilities to support the CMO effort. For more information regarding CMO, refer to JP3-57. Inter-organizational cooperation is the interaction that occurs among elements of the Department of Defense, participating United States government departments and agencies, state, territorial, local, and tribal agencies, foreign military forces and government agencies, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, and the private sector, JP3-08. Commanders involved with CMO and inter-organizational cooperation recognize the need to establish stability mechanisms and CMI mechanisms into planning and force composition. These mechanisms may include establishing a joint inter-agency task force, joint inter-agency coordination group, or Civil Military Operations Center, CMOC. Refer to JP3-08 for more information regarding inter-organizational cooperation. Successful multinational CMO require established and maintained civil networks with people and organizations operating in the civil component. General liaison, civil-military teaming, meetings, and collaborative engagements with both civilian and military representatives achieve CMI. These integration mechanisms and activities facilitate various levels of cooperation ranging from information sharing to integrated and synchronized planning. CMO can be executed by all capabilities at the commander's disposal, including infantry, armor, and artillery units. Typical CMO capabilities could include medical, engineer, and military police units. Army units have civil affairs staff and units that enable and coordinate the commander's CMO. Refer to JP3-57 for more information regarding CMO. Civil Affairs Operations. Civil Affairs Operations, CAO, are expeditionary capabilities organized to achieve unified action. These operations allow the commander to synchronize, coordinate, and integrate governmental and non-governmental entities in the civil component with Army operations. Civil affairs forces collect, analyze, and evaluate civil information to produce civil knowledge that is integrated into the operations process. Civil affairs forces develop and engage civil networks and ensure the appropriate control and continuity of government functions in occupied or liberated territory. CMI is a key tenet of CMO and inter-organizational cooperation. CAO promotes CMI into any headquarters and at echelons above brigade. Commanders consider CAO early in the planning and preparation of the operations process. The Army rules of allocation apply to all echelons. A civil affairs company is assigned to brigade combat teams, civil affairs battalion headquarters to divisions, civil affairs brigades to corps, or joint task force. Lastly, civil affairs commands, known as KCOMs, are assigned to a theater army, land component command, or geographic combatant command. Civil affairs competencies. Civil affairs forces focus on the interests, functions, capabilities, and vulnerabilities of populations, institutions, government apparatus, and UAPs that reside or operate in and around an AO. The civil affairs branch has the following core competencies. Transitional governance, civil network development and engagement, known as CNDE, civil knowledge integration, known as CKI, CMI. Transitional governance. CAO focuses on winning the battle for moral authority and legitimacy. Legitimacy is promoted in the eyes of the world's community of nations by inclusion of as many nations as possible into the mission. Some nations will not provide military forces, but they may provide civilian entities. Many UAPs must be integrated through CMI. The populace only perceives legitimacy as achieved within an AO. Civil security and civil control are performed as stability tasks. These tasks require the continuity of government functions and appropriate control throughout conflict to establish or maintain stability. Only through stability will the indigenous populace confer legitimacy. CMO plays a crucial role in achieving stability and legitimacy. Civil knowledge integration. Civil knowledge integration is the actions taken to analyze, evaluate, and organize collected civil information for operational relevance and informing the warfighting function, FM3-57. The resulting civil knowledge is integrated with other knowledge about an operational environment to create shared understanding among commanders, UAPs, international organizations, and civilian partners. Civil affairs forces use civil knowledge integration primarily to inform, focus, and direct CAO and CMO at all echelons. In addition, civil knowledge integration enables the commander's understanding of an operational environment and development of the COP. Commanders incorporate civil knowledge integration using the Army's integrating processes, intelligence preparation of the battlefield, information collection, targeting, risk management, and KM. Civil affairs units also use this information as inputs to the civil network development and engagement process to refine information requirements and to shape branches, sequels, and other future missions. Civil network development and engagement. Civil network development and engagement is the activity by which the civil network capabilities and resources are engaged, evaluated, developed, and integrated into operations, FM3-57. Developing and engaging civil networks provides commanders with a more complete understanding of an operational environment while providing access to use those networks to shape operational outcomes. A civil network is a collection of formal and informal groups, associations, military engagements, and organizations within an operational environment that interact with each other with varying degrees of frequency, trust, and collaboration, FM3-57. Civil networks can be mobilized or self-motivated to bring collective action, social pressure, and political pressure around an area of common interest. Civil network development and engagement enables commanders to understand the civil component of an operational environment. European and other allied partners leading a multinational command may employ a civil-military cooperation, CMIC, concept of operations. Within the CMIC concept of operations, CMIC capabilities coordinate and develop communications networks between military and non-military organizations. This activity is referred to as civil-military interaction, not to be confused with CMI. Commanders and staffs of a unit with Army CAO capabilities supporting multinational commands ensure they understand the differences and similarities of civil-military interaction and CMI. Civil-military integration. Civil affairs forces conduct CMI as a core competency. Commanders and UAPs conduct CMI to achieve unity of effort and to integrate planning, preparation, and execution. To achieve unity of effort, CMI is essential to effective integration of operations with commanders and UAPs. Multinational or combined commands consist of two or more national forces or agencies of two or more allies or UAPs operating together. Civilian agencies, as well as some military partners within the combined or multinational force, may not possess the same information sharing access as some or most members. This presents a C2 dilemma for the commander. Civilian agencies may follow a different C2 system from the multinational force. Some host nations or other military partners may also not possess the access to sensitive or classified information which is often shared within the command post or joint operations center. The commander can opt to mitigate these obstacles through several civil-military integrating mechanisms to include civil-military liaison, civil-military teaming, CMOCs, or a joint CMO task force. These mechanisms integrate, coordinate, and synchronize with intergovernmental organizations, indigenous populations and institutions, and UAPs operating in the AO. Some of these mechanisms may not be under the C2 system of the combined or multinational commander. Civil Military Operations Center. The Civil Military Operations Center is an organization, normally comprised of civil affairs, established to plan and facilitate coordination of activities of the armed forces of the United States within indigenous populations and institutions, the private sector, international organizations, non-governmental organizations, multinational forces, and other governmental agencies in support of the commander, JP3-57. The primary CMI mechanism is the CMOC. In allied or multinational commands, the CMOC may be referred to as a CMIC center. Civil affairs forces are trained, manned, and equipped to establish a CMOC at every echelon. The CMOC provides an alternate operations center to the commander. This center includes partners who may not have the required access authorities to permit entry to the command post or joint operations center. An Army civil affairs unit, from a civil affairs command to company levels, possesses the organization, manning, and equipment necessary to establish a CMOC to support units from a geographic combatant command to brigade levels. The CMOC provides the structure, equipment, and manning to establish the appropriate information sharing architecture to share information with UAPs who lack the required information access. The CMOC enables the commander to integrate, synchronize, coordinate, and collaborate with multinational forces, indigenous populations and institutions, non-governmental organizations, international organizations, the private sector, and interagency forces when conducting multinational operations. Commanders create and sustain shared understanding and purpose through collaboration and dialogue within their organizations and with UAPs to facilitate unity of effort. Through this collaboration of the civil component and multinational forces, the CMOC becomes the location to collect, process, and share information, synchronize actions, and enable unified action in an operational environment. The CMOC supports mission command by providing commanders an integrating venue and capability. Civil affairs forces conducting CMI enable commanders to interface, collaborate, and inform the various elements of the civil component as well as synchronize these efforts with the military forces in the AO. CMOCs are tailored for each mission. When a unit establishes a CMOC, the supported command should invite representatives of other entities. These entities might include the following: United States Agency for International Development, Department of State, Country Team, and other United States government departments and agencies, military, including foreign military, and civilian liaison personnel from participating countries, host nation or local government agencies, intergovernmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, indigenous populations and institutions, regional organizations, and the private sector, as appropriate. Civil-military liaison. Civil affairs units have designated civil liaison teams organized in their unit structures at the battalion, brigade, and civil affairs command levels. These civil liaison teams are established to conduct liaison functions for the division through joint force command level with interagency, intergovernmental, and host nation entities. Civil military teaming. Civil military teams are temporary organizations of civilian and military personnel which are task-oriented to provide an optimal mix of capabilities and expertise to accomplish specific planning or assessment tasks or to conduct synchronized or integrated activities at the strategic, operational, or tactical level. A civil military team helps stabilize an AO in a province, district, state, or locality through its combined diplomatic, informational, military, and economic development and enforcement of the rule of law. The team provides the Joint Force Commander with a means to understand the benefits of competencies that are normally external to the military. The team helps integrate the knowledge, expertise, and unique capabilities of United States government departments and agencies with multinational military forces and civilian elements of multinational partners. Civil military teams help the Joint Force Commander understand the unique roles, responsibilities, parallel relationships, and objectives of other international and non-governmental actors and organizations that may be present in an operational environment, but over whom neither the Joint Force Commander nor the Chief of Mission exercises authority. Civil military teaming provides the multinational command with a means to achieve horizontal integration while preparing, planning, executing, and assessing operations. A civil military team combines diplomatic, informational, military, and economic capabilities to enhance the legitimacy and the effectiveness of the host nation government. A civil military team can focus on combined military and civil efforts to diminish the means and motivations of conflict while developing local institutions so they can take the lead role in national governance of providing basic services. Refer to JP3-57 for more information on CMO. Transitional Military Authority. Transitional military authority is a temporary military government exercising the functions of civil administration in the absence of a legitimate civil authority, FM3-07. When asserting transitional military authority, the military is the lead agency and conducts stability operations to ensure the continuity of governance functions, specifically civil security and civil control. The multinational force commander is the de facto military governor. The military government may draw assistance from experienced civilian agencies and organizations. These agencies and organizations have the expertise to establish a system of government that fosters the gradual transition to an interim or indigenous authority. Transitional military authority is an interim solution. It continues only until the indigenous institutions and infrastructures can resume their functions and responsibilities. Sometimes, however, sufficient civilian expertise is not present, or conditions of an operational environment do not support introducing such civilian expertise. Military forces may then be required to lead until they stabilize the security situation and can safely transition responsibility for the stability sectors to civil authority. The occupying force maintains an orderly administration and transfers authority to an interim authority, indigenous authority, or other civilian authority. Transfer of authority does not necessitate military withdrawal. Transferring authority to an interim authority may require support to civil administration. Transition occurs within its capabilities and is subject to the principle of military necessity arising from any ongoing combat or security operations. The multinational force commander analyzes military activities likely to increase tensions and those likely to facilitate and accelerate a return to civil administration or government subject to the requirements of the military situation. The commander's analysis is important in multi-ethnic or multicultural environments where one or more of the parties to a conflict view the COA as partisan. Support to civil administration. Multinational commanders must ensure the continuity of governance functions by performing civil administration activities in an occupied territory. Civil administration is an administration established by a foreign government in friendly territory, under an agreement with the government of the area concerned, to exercise certain authority, normally the function of the local government or in hostile territory occupied by United States forces, where a foreign government exercises executive, legislative, and judicial authority until an indigenous civil government can be established, JP3-05. Multinational commanders act on the authority of a nation, alliance, coalition of nations, or the UN. The military controls the territory under administration. Civil affairs forces assist in established government of an interim civilian authority through support to civil administration. Support to civil administration is assistance given by United States Armed Forces to stabilize or enhance the operations of the governing body of a foreign country by assisting an established or interim government, FM3-57. United States forces provide support to civil administration with security cooperation or transitional governance as authority transitions from military authority to an interim authority, indigenous authority, or other civil authority. Key civilian organizations. Civilian organizations perform many activities encompassing humanitarian aid. This aid includes human rights, protection of minorities, refugees, and displaced persons, legal assistance, medical care, reconstruction, agriculture, education, arts and sciences, and general project funding. CAO staff and personnel understand the mandate, role, structure, methods, and principles of civilian organizations. Collectively, with local populations and their representatives, these staff and personnel represent the other half of the CAO equation. It is impossible to establish an effective relationship with civilian organizations without this understanding. Principles of Humanitarian Action. Commanders review the four humanitarian principles to understand the civil-military relationship. This differs from the commander's requirement to understand the different roles and mandates of the various civilian organizations. The international community adopted these four humanitarian principles. Most civil aid organizations base operations and humanitarian action on these principles. Humanity. Human suffering must be relieved, and the dignity and other human rights of individuals and groups must be respected. Impartiality. Humanitarian assistance must be provided without discrimination. Relief is given without regard to nationality, political or ideological beliefs, race, religion, sex, or ethnicity, but only if needs are urgent. Neutrality. Humanitarian participants do not take sides in hostilities or engage in controversies of a political, racial, religious, cultural, or ideological nature at any time. Independence. Humanitarian participants maintain the right to independence of their own actions and resist any attempts to place conditions on their actions or movements in return for cooperation with military authorities. Lead agencies. The international community mandates a lead agency to coordinate civilian organization activities. A lead agency is the United States government agency designated to coordinate the interagency oversight of the day-to-day conduct of an ongoing operation, JP3-08. These civilian organizations volunteer for an operation. It is normally a major UN agency, such as UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UN Children's Fund, or the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, which is part of the UN Secretariat. Specific responsibilities of a lead agency include acting as a point of contact for other agencies, particularly in the areas of planning and information sharing, coordinating field activities to avoid duplicating effort and wasting resources, acting as an interface with the military at the theater level. Often the lead agencies coordinate field activities through field offices of another agency or organization. Although the latter is from UN High Commissioner for Refugees or the World Food Program, non-governmental organizations such as Save the Children have filled this role in the past. Lead agencies have also contracted other intergovernmental organizations and non-governmental organizations to implement health, food, or transportation programs or to operate refugee camps. The International Organization for Migration has assisted in these areas. The International Committee of the Red Cross performed its activities with the other agencies in this field. In such situations, non-governmental organizations operate under legal agreements involving them as partners with the host nation government and a UN agency. The relationship between the coalition and the lead agency is critical. A memorandum of understanding between the multinational force and the lead agency helps to make the relationship work. Types of organizations. Three principal types of civilian organizations operate outside formal national government structures: intergovernmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, international and national donors. Intergovernmental organizations. Intergovernmental agreements establish intergovernmental organizations and operate at the international level, such as the various UN organizations and the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Five major UN organizations are involved in humanitarian relief: UN High Commissioner for Refugees, UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs, UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, World Food Program, UN Children's Fund. Intergovernmental agreements did not establish the International Committee of the Red Cross. This organization is impartial, neutral, and independent. Its humanitarian mission is to protect the lives and dignity of victims of war and internal violence and to provide them with assistance. It directs and coordinates the international relief activities performed by the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement in situations of conflict and the aftermath. The International Committee of the Red Cross has a distinct status. It fulfills a role conferred upon it by international treaties, such as the Geneva Conventions of 1949 and the Additional Protocols of 1977, to which nearly all countries belong. The states party to the Geneva Conventions in 1986 adopted the statutes of the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement. Non-governmental organizations. Governments do not always fund non-governmental organizations because those organizations are voluntary. Non-governmental organizations are primarily non-profit organizations independent of government, intergovernmental organizations, or commercial interests. While many non-governmental organizations come to the AO from foreign nations, local non-governmental organizations may also operate. A non-governmental organization legally differs from UN agencies and other intergovernmental organizations because each writes its own charter and mission. Non-governmental organizations fall into one of two categories: mandated, non-mandated. A mandated non-governmental organization has a lead intergovernmental organization that has officially recognized the non-governmental organization in a crisis and authorized it to work in the affected area. A non-mandated non-governmental organization has no official recognition or authorization and works as a private concern. An intergovernmental organization or a mandated non-governmental organization can contract or subcontract these non-governmental organizations. In other cases, these non-mandated non-governmental organizations obtain funds from private enterprises and donors. An implementing partner denotes a non-governmental organization, local or international, mandated, and contracted by a UN lead organization or other donor or intergovernmental organization to carry out work on its behalf. Implementing partners carry out specific functions for the non-governmental organizations through funding by both government and private entities. The number of non-governmental organizations and levels of sophistication are increasing. In any potential AO, hundreds of these organizations exist. A non-governmental organization generally remains strongly independent from political control to preserve its independence and effectiveness. In many cases, the non-governmental organization's impartiality is a great benefit. Its impartiality permits the only available means to rebuild relations when political dialogue has broken down. A non-governmental organization is often highly professional in its field, extremely well-motivated, and prepared to take physical risks in appalling conditions. Host nations usually accredit a non-governmental organization before it is authorized to operate in the country. When a non-governmental organization is not accredited by its host nation, it can create local tensions. A perception of increased competition among non-governmental organizations exists due to the need for funding. This perception accentuates the idea of a lack of structure in the non-governmental organization community. Non-governmental organizations cooperate at the local level, assisted by civil affairs teams. Civil affairs teams persuade non-governmental organizations by reason and not by authority, with an emphasis on networking and building multinational relationships. International and national donor organizations. The following international and national donor organizations are responsible for funding, monitoring, and evaluating development programs: United States Department of State Bureau of Population, Refugees, and Migration; United States Agency for International Development; Department for International Development, United Kingdom; Canadian International Development Agency; Australian Agency for International Development; European Commission's Humanitarian Aid Office; the World Bank. These donors are present during humanitarian emergencies and work with the lead agency or with the civil administration or government. Additional agencies. In addition to the lead agencies and types of organizations, other agencies of humanitarian actions exist. These involve civilian development and human rights agencies that are also important. Civilian development agencies. Several civilian development agencies are concerned mainly with reconstruction. Many of these agencies provide technical assistance to developing countries. For example, the UN Development Program administers and coordinates technical assistance provided through the UN system. Civilian development agencies often spend a longer time in the affected area than the military does. In these cases, the CAO staff identifies any need for military involvement in reconstruction with the local government and lead agencies to enable the organizations to begin work and continue under the most favorable conditions. The reconstruction agencies allocate resources based on need to plan and develop projects throughout the affected area. Human rights and democratization agencies. Human rights and democratization agencies focus on protecting human rights and promoting democracy. The primary agencies in this area are the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights and the Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, although the latter only operates in Europe. These agencies protect human rights in states where abuses are rampant. These agencies seek to instill democratic values and the rule of law at all levels of government. Additionally, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe can arrange for and monitor elections and coordinate programs instilling democratic institutional values. Relationships among civil organizations, governments, and the military. Governments handle humanitarian needs in their own countries. Civil organizations establish contacts with government and local authorities to develop their activities. The military works closely with the civil organizations, national governments, local authorities, or a combination of these organizations in CAO. In some cases, the military only plays a supporting role. In other situations, CAO occur to establish and develop the necessary initial contacts. This latter situation occurs when no civil authority is in place, which is a common occurrence. Military forces, intergovernmental organizations, non-governmental organizations, government donors, and the UN contain their own organizational cultures characterized by national, professional, and institutional differences. The degree of involvement, liaison, and influence of each organization varies greatly depending on the situation. The various organizations have difficulty achieving cooperation and consensus due to the requirement for each one to maintain relationships on three levels. In the field, relationships are maintained at the tactical level. Between national parties, host government, or authorized government body, relationships are maintained at the operational level. For the international community and supporting donors, relationships are maintained at the strategic level. The military commander has a legal responsibility for matters relating to relief activities in the joint operations area in which the law of occupation applies. With this responsibility comes the legal authority to regulate the activities of relief and civil agencies. A commander has this authority in operations performed under Chapter 7 of the UN Charter, where all necessary measures are authorized and humanitarian assistance is part of the mandate. Civil affairs teams conduct CAO professionally and cooperatively. Considerations. Commanders and staffs participating in multinational operations consider and answer the following questions with respect to CMO. Is there a comprehensive campaign plan? Does it address CAO issues? Have CAO planners been included in the assessment team for the operation? What areas of CAO come under multinational force control? What areas remain national issues? What are the political and civil implications of the desired strategic and operational end states? What are the civil end states implied by the military end states? What are the civil centers of gravity that need to be addressed? What are the associated decisive points? What are the CAO culminating points? Have measures been established to synchronize the CMIC activities with the campaign plan's lines of operation? What are the required civil and military resources to achieve the operational objectives? What key civil organizations will be operating in the AO? Has an analysis been conducted on their respective end states, cultures, languages, customs, religions, objectives, and methods? How will they affect military operations? What structures, reinforcements, policies, committees, and liaison are needed at the strategic level to support the operational commander? Where the operational commander is to rely on host nation support, does the force have sufficient sustainment resources available? Are memorandums of understanding and technical agreements for this support in place? What will be the impact on the local economy as human and personnel resources are drawn to military host nation support? Is the National Civil Military Plan coordinated with the other governmental departments? Have National Civil Military Plans been coordinated with Multinational Force Headquarters? Has the Multinational Force Headquarters established a relationship with coalition ambassadors and, if a UN operation, the Special Representative of the Secretary General? Is the civil administration sound or will one be established? If the latter, what resources will be required? What are the requirements for restoring or rebuilding the local infrastructure? What are the requirements for restoring or providing essential services in the short, medium, and long terms? The short-term tasks, such as urgent provision of shelter, water, sanitation, and power, may become military tasks. The military will need to plan accordingly. What support is required to assist or establish the host nation's civilian law and order system? Has an operational estimate for CAO been conducted? Are there adequate CAO personnel available to assist planners? Has a CMOC been established at an appropriate level to coordinate CAO? Is there a lead agency or lead agencies for humanitarian assistance, such as UN or International Committee of the Red Cross? What international organizations, non-governmental organizations, and international and national donor agencies will be operating in the joint operations area? Is there a process in place for the commander to deal with rogue non-governmental organizations? Is it linked to a lead agency? What is the policy for dealing with international organizations or non-governmental organizations that are political or economic fronts to corporations, political action groups, rogue nations, allies of the combatants, criminal organizations, or terrorist groups? What legal authority does the commander have to take a more prescriptive approach to CAO if this should be necessary? Is there a synchronization plan that articulates a common operational effect across boundaries, such as military, social, political, cultural, religious, media, or economic boundaries? What areas of CAO support can nations provide and what areas can nations not provide? Do all participating nations understand CAO or CMIC? Do all non-governmental organizations subscribe to the Code of Conduct for the International Red Cross and Red Crescent Movement and non-governmental organizations in disaster relief? Do civilians in the AO need mine awareness and unexploded ordnance training? What other CAO engineering requirements exist in the theater? Is there separate funding to support these requirements?